morning and welcome to Morning Coach Today. I am so glad you're with us. Hey, it's JB. It's the 29th of April. Ready to take it on. Episode 5316. I hope you're having a great start of the week. We're here to get you going. I know it's going to be a great week. We got a great week planned for you. We're going to talk about great relationships today. And then starting with self. Like, I really want to get into that and really get going. And, of course, we're coming to the end of the month. It's in the month coming to the kind of the second quarter, first month, second quarter, and we are moving into Check Act, which I'm so excited. Like I talked about Thursday, it is a time to really start looking at what's going on. I've had a wonderful start of the year, but some really disappointments, as we all do. When making changes to the plan, I'm excited about the changes. And that's what's beautiful about what we do, right? It's this planning system works. It's not something you do in, you know, a course you take. It's consistent. Like, we're constantly evolving. Things are constantly changing. And if you can find the enthusiasm in the change, that's where it really gets exciting, because you're going to get clear. And as we work together, you're going to get clearer and clearer of what your mission is, of what you're looking to accomplish, especially that tactical mission, and what you want your life to be. And sometimes you're going to have to step back and go, wow, I need to check. I need to see what's going on. How did that go? And that's where we're at this month. It's exciting. Of course, if you're new with me, we have our metaphysical morning ritual. I will repeat this all the time, but it's really take time for self-care in the morning. That's what we're talking about today in the relationship with self. Self-love is the first love. Let's get you healthy. Then we want to listen to Coach Cast. This is a critical thing. The value is here. I'm here with you every day. I don't know anybody else doing that within an integrated system. So we want to connect, okay, as much as you can. And then, of course, the 7 P's, where we get the proper perspective. We set those priorities. We focus on improved performance. We have patience with things. We keep great posture, get those shoulders back, stay present, and persist, and you will get there. And then if you're working some of the other things, we've got our planner where you'll do your sacred six, however you're doing that. We've got our planner and then other actions. Over time, you'll develop your structure. You can take a picture of the planner and send it in if you want some extra feedback. That's pretty cool with our companion. And of course, you can stop by the community for accountability, questions, and support. So we're here for you. That's what we're doing. And I'm excited. I just am excited about this time period. I had a very rough couple weeks there. My father passed away. I didn't realize how much of a hole I fell into. And to climb out of that hole has been challenging. And again, one of the reasons I do morning coaches, not only for you, but for me, I need a system. I just need it, because life is challenging enough without having some navigation. And that's what we're doing together. And I was running the other day. As you know, I'm working on a 20 minute and 55 second 5K goal for July 4th. And it's really challenging. I had to shave 6 minutes off, so it's tough. And I was listening to my coach as I was running the other day. And he said, when you're running after the first 1,000 meters, he said, there doesn't need to be one starting line. You can start at any time. And I thought that was so good. I wanted to share that with you. There doesn't need to be just one starting line. You know, we do December planning typically. That's how we, you know, it's like, let's get our plan together and start. But the truth is, even in now when we're checking and acting, this could be the starting line. This can be it. There doesn't have to be one starting line. When you're running a race, and I really appreciate that. When I'm doing a 5K and I'm trying to break that speed record, you know, I'm gonna do my personal best. I'm going to think about that, you know, get through the first K, and then, hey, you can start again. Like, you can start pumping your arms, work on your form. Really cool. And I think it's very pertinent to life that there just doesn't need to be one starting line. You can start at any time in life. And that's a big thing. A couple other quick notes as we get going. Retreats pages and coaches pages are up on the website. Please go check those out at your convenience. I'm doing something totally different. This isn't for a lot of people. It's for very specific individuals, but they are there. I built this retreat center to do it. We're going to start using it for that. You can check that out for your team or for yourself. And then also some individual coaching. And there's more coming. I'm putting a mission page, and we're going to start generating revenue, as I've been discussing, for animals. And we're going to be doing some really cool stuff with that, with a percentage of revenue. More coming on that. Just hang in there with me. But you can go up on the website and you'll see that up at the top of the links. This week, of course, like I said, we're doing Joy of Great Relationships, starting with self today. We want to talk a little bit about that. Tomorrow, we're going to finish our book study, E Squared, which I'm excited about finishing. And then next month, like next week, we're going to get into Sir's book, Mike Lee Kinnaric's Machine of Life. I'm excited because we had a big part of putting this together. And anytime when you see something, it's like a bestseller on Amazon right now, and anytime you help a friend and somebody that's been a mentor of mine, it's exciting, and I can't wait to share the book with you that we helped, right, put this through. So it's awesome. Thursday, we've got Ask JB, and I've been getting a couple questions about why do I keep getting off plan. I want to handle that. So, you know, again, if you're somebody that's kind of falling off once in a while, backsliding, it's okay. We're going to go over that Thursday to help you. Friday, we're going to talk about understanding relationship finance. This can be a tricky one. And something we need to navigate together. It can ruin relationships immediately. Again, this can be employee relationships. Heck, it can be in a relationship with yourself. But finance can really destroy relationships. We're going to get into that. Dr. Paul, been doing a great job on Saturdays talking about longevity and ideas. I love that he's bringing that energy. You want to get some ideas on health. And of course, health is wealth. Saturday, we've got that for you. And then Sunday, we're going to talk about finding peace on a daily basis. Get a little bit deeper. And discuss that. But excited today, again, if you haven't had a chance to do your second brain, are you using that technique? Are you doing it? Make sure you're doing that. And of course, SOPs, do you have them set up? You can do that now. And then the weekend review is something you can do. As I always say, do not get overwhelmed. Everybody is taking different ideas and thoughts in this. We got a very diverse population within Morning Coach. And so I'm just doing reminders. And some people are just listening to CoachCast. There's some people that are so in-depth, they've got 60-page plans, and they're doing SOPs and weekend reviews and second brain systems, and I want to remind them, do not think you have to follow the path of anybody else. In fact, we're going to talk about that today, that at the end of the day, you got to be a contrarian a little bit. I mean, if you're going to be truly successful, you can't just be a sheep. You just can't follow the herd. You got to find your own way. And if you're listening to this, you're that type of person anyways, right? You're a little bit of a rebel. You're a little bit of a contrarian. You wouldn't be here listening if you were somebody that's just like, oh, I'm just going to do what everybody else does. I'm just going to watch the news. I'm just going to go get a job. I'm just going to take it day by day. You're already different. So in your planning and productivity system, when I'm giving you all of this stuff, we got books and we've got reviews and SOPs and planners, you take your path. And you find it with you. That's why this takes time. I wish I could say, oh, let's just do it in a day. It just doesn't work that way. You've got to find the systems that work for you. Just as I keep dialing in things as far as my marketing, as far as my business plan and things that are working, it evolves over time. There is no cookie cutter solution. It's just like health. And you'll hear this from Dr. Paul. We're all different. You know, I'm taking a high dose of niacin right now as a self-experimentation. I am not going to sit here and tell you to do that. That's just working with my body and experimentation, getting blood work. Everybody's different. It drives me crazy when somebody goes to the doctor like I do. I'm 155 pounds. I'm trying to get to 160. And I know that's, you're like, oh, come on, you want to gain weight? Yes, I do. But I know a lot of people want to lose weight. I get that. But I'm trying to get to, I go to the doctor. And he's given the same dosage of the medicine for a 300-pound person. That makes no sense. If you really think about it, right? Logically, it's like it makes no sense. We're all unique. And even in your planning systems, give yourself a little break. And if you're OCD like me and you want to do everything, I get it. There's a few of us. Don't try to take everything on. Just do the basics here. And if you're falling off a little bit, then just self-care and listen to CoachCast. And eventually you can start adding to your plan. Okay, so that's a great way to start the week with that discussion, because really it's about having great relationships and starting with self. And we're going to talk about this on Wednesday in depth, but self-love is truly the first love. If you're not happy with yourself, it's really hard to have great relationships with other people. And if you're like me, you're probably your hardest person on yourself. You're probably your worst critic. You're probably your worst friend. You probably have the worst self-talk. I can tell you, I've learned so much about myself from my golf game. When I'm doing business, I don't realize it because I'm in the heat of the moment. But when I'm in golf, I start to recognize the fact that, man, I'm going, you suck, you idiot. Why'd you do that? And golf's so strategic. It really is. It's a mental game that I started to look at myself and go, man, I'm doing that in my business. I'm telling myself I suck. I'm telling myself, I don't deserve things. And again, I was a confirmed Catholic. I grew up Catholic where you're a sinner and you don't deserve anything. I'm not going to hammer Catholicism. I'm just saying that's what I grew up with. And so I've never felt that I really deserved anything. So I am my own worst critic, and I punish myself consistently. I think that's why I love the cold plunge so much, because I'm literally punishing myself a little bit, and I want to get out. And it's like, no, you're paying for your sins, right? In that cold plunge. But honestly, again, going back to what Zig says, I'm not paying the price of those things. That's for my health, and I'm feeling great, and I'm doing it for the right reasons. But there may be a little masochism in there, maybe a little bit, right? Maybe because I'm my own worst critic. And so as we get into great relationships this week, I really want you to think about the relationship that you have with yourself. This is not narcissism. This is not ego. This is about you understanding who you truly are and loving all the parts about you. You know, one of the things that drives me nuts in the United States is the vanity aspect. Now, I get it. I want to look good. I want to try to get a six-pack for my 55th birthday. I know it's stupid. It is. It's vanity. But I'm training for other things, and it's actually starting to happen. I can feel I'm feeling good. And, you know, it'd be nice to have that vanity. But I really bothers me. I hate is such a strong word. But it really bothers me that we don't really appreciate aging. Right? Beauty is not aging, especially a lot of men and women. They want to keep their youth. And I do too. I'm raising my hand on this one, but it's our society, right? Shouldn't aging be beautiful? You know, in Colombia, I'll never forget, I was in line at the bank and these old people kept coming in and cutting in the front. And I looked at Pilar and I go, man, what's going on? I was getting pissed off. Why are these old people cutting in line? Well, in Colombia, it's a different area. They believe that elders deserve respect, so they let them come to the front of the line. And it was hard for me to just adjust my brain where, you know, I'm just, you know, used to people cutting for no reason. But I was like, that's kind of cool. You know, they respect them. They've been on life, they've been in this world for a while. They deserve to go to the front of the line, right? So it was a challenging thing. But we don't act that way in this world. Like, that is not what we do. You know, we're really about vanity and ego. And so those of us that are trying to do good out there, right, and we're trying to do the right things, we tend to be really difficult on ourselves. We tend to think we're not good enough because we're not narcissistic. Most people that are not, look, let's just call it out. Narcissists aren't coming to get coaching. They think they know everything already. They just aren't going to listen to this show, right? It just is what it is. So if you're going, am I a narcissist? I'm going to tell you, you're not. Okay, so you don't even need to worry about that when we start talking about ego and narcissism. What I'm telling you is you got to love yourself more. And I'm talking about loving the aging and loving the bad and loving all the parts of it, not only the good stuff. The reason you are where you are is because of all the negative stuff that you've done. Very hard for me to look back at some of the nights where I went out and partied and drank too much, right? And did some things I wasn't very proud of and love that part of me. But if I didn't do that, I wouldn't be who I am today. If I wouldn't have quit my job and failed and just had so much misery, I wouldn't be who I am today. Every part of my journey has helped me get to where I am. And that even means the enemies and the haters. I posted something on Facebook the other day because somebody was saying, you're a jerk and I can't believe you coach. And it was just a nasty, nasty thing. And I just want people to see that I don't get all love all the time. But the truth is I love that because it drives me to get better. And I love those haters. I hope I have more. That just means I'm successful because they just good. I'm going to show you, right? And that's not narcissism. That's not ego. That's just drive. And what I want you to work on today is really start building your relationship with yourself and look at a couple things that we're going to talk about a lot this week. And you know, whenever I talk about relationships, these two things come up: expectations and takeaways. I could literally talk about this every day because it's so life-changing. But if you look at the expectations you have for yourself, I don't mind big, high expectations. You just need to be honest with yourself. Do you believe or do you not believe? And are you willing to do what it takes to get to that expectation? There's a difference between being myopic and really understanding the belief that I can do it. Like for me to run a 2055, 5K, I know it's going to be tough. I'm not being myopic. I'm not like it's some dream. It's a lot of work. I got to drop 6 minutes off. I mean, it's going to be a challenge at my age, but I know I can do it. Where if I said I'm going to run a sub, 18 minute 5K, I couldn't do that. I mean, I'm just being realistic. Physically, it's almost impossible at my age. I might be able to pull it off, but not with the amount of training and time that I have. So we've got to understand the expectations with ourselves. And the other thing we have to do is celebrate the takeaways. And again, this is what I'm talking about, enjoying yourself and appreciating yourself. And this is why daily wins are so important, because you've got to be able to look and go, wow, I'm doing okay. And you are. I guarantee you're doing okay. You're just not where you want to be. And there's nothing wrong with that either, right? There's nothing wrong with it. You got to stop and smell the roses once in a while, but I like the drive. I like the push. I don't mind that. But at some point, you got to step back and go, wow, give myself a pat on the back. You're doing okay. These things are going, because those things will build momentum. And life is really about momentum. It is. And if we can get some positive push, we get some positive momentum, things start to work. Serendipity, fortuitous happenstance. Like, it's unbelievable how just energy starts to come into your life and the things that you're looking to do come. And a lot of times, it's not the direction you think, but all of a sudden, things happen. And it all starts with that relationship with yourself. And that's why we're together. That's why this coaching is so important. It's because you're getting the energy to change your mind, to think differently. That's what we do together. And then you can kind of step back and realize, hey, I don't have to do this every day. I don't have to do all these things JB's telling me to do. But if I do a few of them, I'm going to get there. And I'm going to be a better parent. I'm going to be a better business person. I'm going to be a better employee. I'm going to be better at my relationships. Because you're thinking differently than others. And man, does it just, it allows you to live a great life. It might not be the perfect life, and I'll tell you it won't be. You're going to fall down. And as Les Brown used to say, is if you fall down and look up. Because if you can look up, you can get up. Don't fall face down. And you're going to. But the difference is, we're here to pick you up. I wish that there was a morning coach back in the day when I was really struggling. There wasn't. But there is now. And we're together. And we're going to keep fighting for you. You know why? Because that's what we do. We love this. We love life. And I want you to have a great relationship with yourself. Okay? So let's start today. Let's start this week off with some great energy. And let's go do it to it. Believe in yourself. Change that mindset. And you're not, this isn't narcissism. This is about love, truly loving everything that got you to where you are in this moment. And as my coach told me in the running, remember, there just doesn't need to be one starting line. There could be a starting line right now. So let's do it. Okay? I love you. We'll see you tomorrow right back here on morningcoach.com. As always, thanks for listening to the free version of morningcoach.com. Glad you're with us. Want to get the rest? Head over to morningcoach.com. Join our coaching program. You can also grab our free planner. You can download that. It's great for e-ink devices or really your iPad or any type of device. Plus, our system's over there. You're absolutely going to love it. If you're looking for coaching and just good energy and just a place to get organized, get things done, Morning Coach is your place. So we'll see you over at morningcoach.com. Get started today with some very positive energy.